Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, thisisgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. Today, we conclude our high school football previews as we talked area head coaches about this season. This week, we are visiting with Latrobe's Jason Maruco and Derry Area's Vince Skillings. Our first guest this morning is the eighth-year head coach of the Greater Latrobe Wildcats, Jason Maruco. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining on this Saturday morning to talk some Latrobe football.
Thanks for having me, Tim. Happy to be here.
Yep, always glad to talk with you. Now, last year, COVID-shortened year for everyone. Latrobe went 1-3 in Class 5A's Big East Conference, 2-4 overall. Give me your thoughts on last year.
Yeah, I mean, certainly a year like no other, a lot of adaptations and modifications throughout the year. But overall, one of the biggest things we're happy about, we're able to get that senior class, their six games and their senior night in. And overall, in the end, although our record didn't show it, I thought we played some pretty good football throughout the season.
Yeah, now we talked back in July, and we said that the program has been making progress the last few years. Now, three of your four losses were games that you guys really could have won if you made a few plays here and there. And you said that the guys know they can compete and now just have to find ways to finish these games. So how is that mindset, and do you think the team is to that point where they can start to do that this year?
Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to, what you just said, that the belief that, you can finish the game, and end up, on the right side of the coin. And certainly the last couple games of the season there, that's where we fell short, probably winning the game, first three quarters and, within the last 2 minutes, letting it get away. And to the other team's credit, making plays, that's where we're at in the program. We know. We don't really want to talk about close anymore. We know we have to, win these games against these good and strong tradition opponents.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, again, COVID's been tough on everybody. So how did the team handle this whole COVID situation?
The kids are great. We ask a lot of them as it is before even COVID. But then, everything else, the protocols on top of that, and you can see how important it is to them because they do what you ask them to do. And fortunately, it keeps everybody safe and allows us to continue to participate in the season.
Now, as we move to this year, let's start out with how many guys did you lose and how many return?
We had a really good senior class of 16 guys that all contributed last year. But at the same time, we got a pretty veteran team coming back this year with 20 seniors. We have 12 juniors. And that top half of our team is pretty much what's going to be competing on Friday night, and sprinkle a few younger kids in there. But I think it's important. Heading in, you have that good senior leadership. Have the veterans that have some game experience, although they may not have been starters, they have some significant game experience. I think that carries you well into the season.
And how are your numbers roster-wise right now?
We have 62 on the roster, 9-12, so we're all happy with that. I think, when we look at the landscape of 5A, I think it's going to, put us either very even or above just about everybody in 5A.
And how was the off-season for the team?
I thought we had a great off-season. We were able to get back at it in January. The guys that were not participating in any other sport, we're in the weight room. Our attendance was great, and I thought our summer program was one of the best since we've been here. And again, not having that taken away from you somewhat, last year, you really saw the importance of, not only your installation and getting things in from an X&O standpoint, but from the trust and the team building and being around each other all the time. I thought that was real important, and, we were certainly able to get that done this summer.
Now, talk about some of the players that you're looking to have big impacts for you this year.
Yeah, our returning lettermen and guys with, you know, that started for us in the past. You know, Bobby Federer take over quarterback, Tyler Lynch up front and left guard, who was first team guard in, you know, our section last year. Kyle Brewer out in slot is going to play, you know, not only a slot for us, but linebacker. And Drake Clayton, who started for us at middlebacker and had some carries in the backfield behind Dylan Gus last year, will now take over the main load and, you know, pretty much be the featured back in our offense. So we're real excited about those guys. We're real excited about not only the game experience that they bring, but the senior leadership that they bring.
And will you guys be running the same systems on offense and defense for the most part this year?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, as always, we will identify our personnel and, you know, see, you know, who gives us the best chance, you know, in terms of our personnel, but then also, you know, what is the defense, you know, giving us on offense. And defensively, you know, same type of setup in terms of our alignment and scheme. But again, just trying to plug our guys into the right places that will help us be most successful.
And you mentioned you have a pretty veteran group coming back now. Will some of the younger guys, you know, get to see playing time this year? And I'm sure they've probably maybe been competing for some positions on the team as well.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a few positions where that's taking place here right now. And, you know, even if it's not from an offense or defensive perspective, certainly on special teams, the most important third phase of the game, you know, that we're always harping on the kids because we know in high school football how big those situations can be. And anytime we can get, you know, a younger guy in there that's going to provide a break for one of those veterans and there's not a drop-off, we're going to take advantage of it.
Now, you guys are in a very tough conference, maybe the best in 5A, the Big East, Connellsville, Penn Trafford, Franklin Regional, Gateway, and Woodland Hills. There are new coaches at Connellsville and Franklin Regional this year. Just talk about the conference and what you expect to see.
Yeah, I mean, don't expect to change a whole lot. The upper level, the Penn Trafford's, Gateways of the world, you know, Coach All, Coach Rain, they do a great job down there, have a great tradition. And you know, when you're playing in the Big East, you know, one thing's for sure, these teams are not going to beat themselves.
Yes.
You are going to have to, you know, go out each week and play your best football if you do want to end up on the right side of the scoreboard. So, you know, from that regard, yeah, I think it's, you know, going to be about the same. You know, it's just going to be a mindset of our guys, you know, like us, we talked about earlier, you know, getting that signature win in this conference, and hopefully it's springs you ahead forward.
Now, I mentioned some new coaches in the conference, and I want to ask you about former Franklin Regional coach Greg Botta, who retired after last year. I know Coach, great guy, great coach, and did so much for high school football, and he's really going to be missed.
Yeah, you know, we're all going to miss Greg, you know, in the coaching fraternity. He's just, you know, one of those guys that, you know, not only at his own program, but especially for someone like me, you know, I took over here 8 years ago as a first-time head coach, you know, always, you know, would reach out and, you know, anything I would need, if, you know, just to talk to another head coach, X and O's, whatever it was, you know, always there. But, yeah, you know, I'm sure he's still going to be watching in behind the scenes every Friday night.
Yeah, I talked to him a while back, and he told me he'd be at some games now, not as the coach, but as a fan now. So he'll get to enjoy it probably a little more than he did while he was on the sidelines.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Between your conference and your non-conference games, you guys are pretty lucky because you get to play a lot of local teams. You know, you're playing Derry, Norwin, Kiski, Mount Pleasant, and then you have Penn Trafford and Franklin Regional in your conference. So that's still nice that you guys are getting to play those local rivalries, which nowadays, as you know, they don't get to happen as much as they used to in the past.
And yes, and that's the most exciting part heading into this season right now, because that was also taken away from us last
mm-hmm.
year. You know, they had it set up where we would have, you know, done the same thing last year, but then when they revamped the schedule with all the COVID protocol, you know, that was taken away too. So it is great. It's exciting. We also have 6 home games, and all those home games, like you said, for the most part, are good geographical rivalries, locations that get people down to Memorial Stadium. So, yeah, it definitely gets the juices flowing here at the start of the season.
Definitely, and you guys get to play on the grass down there at Memorial Stadium. I know that's not a thing much anymore because you don't see a lot of grass stadiums left either. So do the guys enjoy playing on the grass?
Oh, absolutely. We love Memorial Stadium. I think anybody that comes in, and any other coaches will tell you the same thing, you know, because there's a maximum of 6 or 7 events on that great surface each year. It's when they come in, doesn't matter really what the weather, it's still a good surface. You're on grass. You're down in Memorial Stadium, which I just think is a great setting for high school football.
Yeah, I agree. And, of course, you guys have that beautiful all-turf complex up at the high school, which I know is state-of-the-art because I've been up there many of times.
Yeah, you know, and that's a big thing in this time of year when you have the access to such a great facility in your practice time. We know how July and August can be with the weather here and there, but, you know, fortunately for us, we're always able to get out there on the turf. We're always able to get our work in throughout HEDAC or camp. And it's a big thing. It's a big thing in terms of repetitions and your practice and getting your body prepared for the season.
And as we wrap up here, Coach, what are your expectations for this year?
Well, first and foremost, it is always to get back into the postseason. Yeah, that's the first thing we always talk about. And then obviously we want to increase our win total and compete, you know, in this conference in the Big East that we talked about. Put ourselves not only to be in the postseason, but, you know, get ourselves into a seed or whatever it may be, where maybe we have an opportunity to play at Memorial Stadium. We have an opportunity to win a playoff game, which hasn't been done here in a very long time.
Well, Coach, thank you as always for the time. I appreciate it, and best of luck to you and the Wildcats this season.
TJ, thank you for having me on, and as always, we always appreciate what you guys do for high school football and representing our kids in the best manner possible.
You're very welcome, Coach, and we appreciate to do it. And that was Greater La Trobe football coach Jason Marucco. We continue on to Stefano's Den on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX. This is gold.net and the iHeartRadio app. Our next guest is the second-year head coach of the Derry area Trojans, Vince Skillings. Good morning, Coach. Thanks for coming on this Saturday morning to talk some Derry football.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, always good to have you on. And now last year, Coach, it was a COVID-shortened year for everybody, and the Trojans went 2-2 in Class 3A's Allegheny 7 Conference, 2-3 overall. Also, was your first season last year as the head coach, so just give me your thoughts on last year.
Season, it was an interesting season. Coming in, as a true rookie head football coach, it had some, put it this way, it was almost overwhelming, but fortunately, I had a lot of guys that helped me make that transition. Paul Polinski, especially, was very helpful to me, and I really leaned on his experience as being a former head coach and his years of years of knowledge of the game and how to do things right as a head coach. So I got to give, you know, not only God thanks for that opportunity, but also thank God for Pope Polinski helping me in the transition. As far as our team went, we had a bit of a tough transition at the beginning of the season, in the off season, not being able to really have time to build a strong bond with the players. I think it had an effect on the start of the early season as we got to know each other and getting the guys to buy in. Unfortunately, COVID shut us down just as everyone started. We were beginning to gel. You know, with that win against the Valley, players were like really excited for the rest of the season as we began to gel as a team and everyone began to bond. Coaching staff, it was just a total light bulb came on moment type of thing where everyone just fell into place and on the same page, and then we were really excited to play in our preparation for East Allegheny and Borough. We felt that we had a shot if we could win out at the playoffs. And then we get the bad news that we're shut down. So it was like really disappointing there at the end because we were, as a coaching staff and as a team, excited and hopeful of not being able to see if that dream or that goal would come true of making the playoffs. So it was kind of a bittersweet end to the season, and we were kind of like really disappointed. But hopefully we'll build off of that this season.
Yeah, and now as we move into this year, how many guys did you lose from last year and how many come back?
How many guys? We lost about, I believe, 14.
Wow.
We got back maybe, we're put it this way. We had, I think, 36 last year, 34, 36. We have 28 this year, so we lost 8. With the people we got coming back, we have 12 seniors. Of those 12, only 3 were starters last year. So, and the remainder are either in their second year of pretty young, pretty inexperienced. And our skill guys, we have one senior coming back, Eric Catone, at the running back and middle linebacker position. And then we drop down to sophomore Amar Ward and Mason Beeman coming back. One junior, Dominic Patrick. So he's got experience. He's not been a starter, but he's a pretty experienced guy. We're going to move him out to outside linebacker, Sam linebacker in our defensive packages. And the rest is freshmen. So we're a pretty young football team.
Now, you mentioned 28 on the roster. Is that a concern with a low number like that?
Yeah, it is. It is because while we are, and then with our inexperience, it's really going to be a strain on our starters because we want, we hope to be able to, we're hoping our next guys up. We hoping that the light bulb will come on for them fast so that we can get our starters off the field as much as possible, keep them fresh for late runs in games and also in the off season. We know coming up from our middle school and our midget program, this is pretty good numbers down there, but that's 2 years away.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a serious concern for us, as well as also keeping people healthy.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows, I don't care how much of shape you're in, you're still going to get tired, and if you got to go both ways or even three or four ways, if you throw special teams in there, that's a serious fatigue during especially in an intense game.
Yeah.
So and we know when people get fatigued, that's when most injuries occur. So we're very concerned about that, and we were hoping that as school got closer, we'd get a couple guys come out late, but that didn't transpire. So we're gonna go with what we got, and we're working hard to really condition our players so that they can play, be ready to play 6 to 8 quarters.
And how has the off season been for the group?
The off season was interesting because we had a lot of the young guys showed up, but not very many of the older guys, particularly our linemen. A lot of those guys had jobs, and so we moved our practices to the evening. But these guys, our guys worked, like some of them worked construction jobs, and construction in the summer works late into the evening. As long as they got daylight, they're working.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll throw lights up and work night shifts. So a lot of our guys weren't able to make it, and I'm kind of disappointed with that because that's the bonding time as well. That's getting strong time too.
Yeah.
And getting in shape, strength, and conditioning. So I was a little disappointed and frustrated. But at the same time, as we reflected back over the summer off season, the coaching staff, we realized that we got a lot accomplished with our young skilled players in 7-on-7s and then in our meeting, team meetings and so forth, chalk talks and teaching our freshmen and new sophomores and sophomores the things we want to do offensively and defensively. That's been very helpful because in our scrimmage against Greensboro Central, we did have a couple players that were starting that had really just joined the team officially as position players, our two kickers, Nate Gray and Chance White, who really competed and actually won positions in the secondary. So they were really green. They didn't have much of an idea what we were doing, but they were competent in the central scrimmage. So we're going to clean them up and clean up their performance and their knowledge and everything, get them ready for Friday for our late show game. But other than that, the offseason went well. It went well other than the linemen. The linemen came in shape, so I can't really argue with that. They were better shape than I thought they'd be in. And they came ready to play. So it's kind of a bittersweet experience there, too.
That's good to hear. Now, you mentioned a young team, not a lot of experience. Now, from, you know, through the off season, it seems like these guys have made progress. Are you happy with the progress with such a young team and where they are at this point?
Yeah, we are. We were discussing last night where we were and how we felt about where we're at. We feel we're good enough to compete against anyone, you know, and be in the ball game. We feel confident that, especially as we improve and as we bond more, come together more, that we can compete for a playoff position anyway. We feel we could at best be conference champs, but we feel we could be in the top two or three in the conference with what we've seen at practice.
That's good to hear. Now, talk about maybe a few guys that you're really leaning on this year.
Well, let's see. Definitely leaning on Eric Catone. Eric Catone, Ahmad Ward in our backfield, but our heart and soul is going to be those three senior linemen, Noah Zimmerman, our center, Braden Mikinak, who's going to be set at guard, our right guard, right tackle, depending on what we have to, depending on injury, then our left tackle is going to be Dylan Rhodes, and so those three guys, we're anchored around those guys. If they can teach a young Colin Barkley at the guard, who's really been a pleasant surprise. He's a freshman, Colin Barkley. He's going to be their left guard along with those three. We feel very confident that we'll be able to do what we do, run the football, and run it well. But we live and die by how Noah, Braden, and Dylan perform this year.
Is there going to be a lot of changes, I should say, to the system? I know you just put in a whole new system last year on offense and defense, so I guess not going to be a lot of changes?
Well, no, there wasn't. We really didn't change a lot offensively last year.
Okay.
We tweaked some things this offseason. So we kind of like call our offense Frankenstein because we took a part from here and a part from there and added to our offense. So give us a little more diversity and flexibility in what we want to accomplish. But for the most part, we're Trojan football. We're going to run the football. And that's what we've been good at. We have a legacy of really good, talented running backs coming through, and we got that again with Eric Catone and Ahmad Ward. We feel they can carry the mail, and with that experienced line, if we can keep them fresh. We think we can accomplish a lot of what we do as far as running the football. Defensively, we got a few twists, but we're still going to be at our. Our base defense is going to be a 4-3 this year, and which is pretty much what we last year we ran more 3-5. We're still going to run that too. So there's really not a whole lot of changes, just a few tweaks here and there.
Now, the conference you're in includes Burrell, Deer Lakes, East Allegheny, Freeport, North Catholic, and Valley. Just give me your thoughts on the conference.
As we look at the conference, there's no doubt North Catholic. It's a juggernaut. They got everybody back, and are predicted to be the repeaters conference champions, and rightfully so. I mean, they have a really nice quarterback in Mr. Prentice and in that offensive line, and I mean they're just back. We're glad we had them at the end of the season.
There you go.
But for the rest of the East Alabama game, looks to be a contender, a strong contender with North Catholic for the conference title, because they've got a lot of experience coming back a lot of talent too, especially with the debacle that happened at Gannett with a lot of their players transferring. East Allegheny, as I understand, we've got a couple of those players, so that's going to strengthen their program, obviously. But even though they lost a D1 potential quarterback, we see East Allegheny and North Catholic as big games for us and for anybody in the conference, for that matter. But we see ourselves competing with the rest of the conference. We feel it's pretty balanced, pretty even, and so it's going to be a dogfight for the conference championship or runner up. If North Allegheny comes out and performs as we did last season.
And it's also nice that you guys still have some local teams on your schedule to keep those local rivals going, like Latrobe, Mount Pleasant, and Southmoreland. So it's always good to be able to play those local schools, I'm sure.
Yeah, we appreciate that as staff. There's a lot of history there between the three teams, and we're definitely glad to have those rivalries. Obviously, Latrobe in the class above us, but we definitely look forward to that. That's our opening game, and we look forward to that, and we hope to really have a lot of success against them and use that game as a springboard for our season. Mount Pleasant, they're always tough, always physical. They always come to play, and that's what we love because we love to play football too. So that matchup is usually a grueling one, and a lot of sore bodies afterwards.
I bet.
In Southmoreland, they come to play too, and then recent years they've been a very, very good football team, and so it's a great way to gauge where we're at, how far we've come, and what our season may end up in being as the way those games are scheduled. So we have opening up with Latrobe, then we got Mount Pleasant. Go to Indiana, then we have Southmoreland. So we should have an idea where we're at going into the conference.
And as we close here, Coach, what are your expectations for the season, your second as head coach?
My expectation is that we compete for the conference championship. That's always going to be my expectation because that's our goal with Derry. Matter of fact, we feel that we should be competing for conference championship and a Whitfield championship as well, state championships. That's our goal there. And secondly, if we don't win the conference, then we go playoff bound and be a contender in the playoffs.
Well, Coach, thanks as always for the time. Best of luck with the upcoming season, and I'll talk with you again soon.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
Anytime. And that was Derry Area Football Coach Vince Skillings. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning. You can like the show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next Saturday here on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.